Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farmers across Kentucky and around the country rely on the H-2A guest worker program, but are frustrated by some of the red tape associated with the program each year. United States Senator Rand Paul recently introduced legislation in the Senate that will reduce the red tape associated with the program.
Amazing how they go year after year. They're difficult to work with, lots of paper, lots of delays. I met a couple over in Lexington that had 19 workers that came one year, and they wanted to get the 19 workers again to come in. These were immigrant workers, and the same 19 were denied the next year, and these people couldn't get enough Kentuckians to help them with the crop, and they actually lost their crop that year.
Senator Paul says improvements include electronic filing.
We would like to make the program work a lot better. Currently, it's all done on paper. We'd like to make it done more electronically. We'd like to get the government to respond quickly to people. And then also, if people have come the previous year and there's not a specific problem with the people who have come the previous year, I don't understand why we couldn't have a multi-year visa to allow people to keep coming back as long as they're obeying the rules.
The senator says the proposed legislation expands the H-2A worker program.
Currently, if you do landscape work, it's not included in the H-2A program. So we do cattle farming, horse workers, as well as landscapers we put into the H-2A program.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Senator Rand Paul says the H-2A Red Tape Reduction Act seems to be a nonpartisan issue.
We've looked at all the details with the farmers, and the farmers have given us these suggestions on how to make it better, because there's so many little ins and outs to this thing that make it really hard to negotiate this program. And so I think with some tweaks here and there, and it really shouldn't be a partisan bill. We have all these controversies on immigration, you know, on the border and this and that, where the political parties differ.
He adds making the system work better is the main goal.
I consider it to be sort of just removing some red tape, you know, and trying to let the farm worker program work better. And the other thing is if this legal program works better, then it'd be less illegal, less of a desire for illegal immigrants to enter the country if we were getting the legal platform to work better.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on Farm Bureau Radio Network.